Hi, friends. It's Tommy and Brooke from Joy 99, joined by Dan Smith from Paradise Bound Ministries.
So can you kind of give us a lay of the land? I know it's been a really rough last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'd say that so many people, and, you know, even ourselves, we want to know answers, right? We want to know what happened and, you know, what caused the accident and so on and so forth. And, you know, right from the start, we were just asking people to pray and to stay on their knees, to stay praying, to pray unceasingly. And that is what's made all the difference. And, yeah, we still want to know the answers. And maybe in time we will, maybe in time we won't. There's so many things that are unanswered. But really the only answer that we can seek anyway is Christ Jesus our Lord. It's the only thing we have in life and in death. And in this case, we need to celebrate Luke's life because it was phenomenal, and he was a phenomenal pilot, and he had answered the call of God upon his life to go to the mission field and to fly for us and to bring our pastors when they needed to be, etc. But even in his death, we can celebrate that. And without Christ, it's how can we do that, right? Mm-hmm. There's no other way. And so it's been the difficulty of not knowing what happened and not being able to make any sense of it. And I think it's also been the beauty behind it, because we don't need to focus on that right now. We can just focus on Christ, stay focused on him, and focus our prayers for Ashley, for their children, for Bruce, for his wife Jen, and their son Levi. All those can just stay focused in Christ. And that's really, I guess, where we're at the end of it all, or, you know, midway through all of this, it's just where we need to be.
Dan, if we can ask, how is Bruce doing? He is the missionary that was on board the plane.
Correct. Bruce was visiting us for just a couple of days. He is in an apprenticeship program with iTech down in Florida. And as he's nearing his end of that apprenticeship, he's starting to go out to different missions and to visit them to get a feel for where God may be leading them as a family, where they'll spend their lives or invest their lives, really, on the mission field. And so he was just with us for a few days. We don't know Bruce that well, but I'm here to tell you the outpouring of people from West Michigan have been phenomenal here in Texas as well. People are coming around them, loving them, sharing Christ with them, sharing their homes and meals with them. And so that part of it's been excellent. But the doctor's reports even a couple of days ago are saying that, you know, he's not out of the woods yet. When you've got third-degree burns over 66% of your body, he's still in very, very rough shape. They're expecting ICU for 3 to 6 months, that he'll still be in ICU, and it'll be at least 3 to 6 weeks before they even consider moving him back toward Florida, which is where his family and her family are from. And so it's going to be a very, very long road in front of them yet.
Mm. Yeah, I don't even know, truthfully, you know, and we love God, we trust him, we know he is mm-hmm. in control, but there are things like this that you do scratch your head and go, Lord, this doesn't make sense to me.
You know, one of our board members suffered a tremendous loss here a few months ago, and it didn't make any sense, right? You couldn't figure it out, and he finally came to that point of saying that it must be of God. And maybe that sounds cliche, maybe that sounds like just something we're bailing on, but at the end of it all, that's all we have. That's the only one who we really have is our Lord himself. And Tommy, either he's sovereign or he's not. Either he's in control or he's not. And even though tears are running down my face as I say this, that's what we have to hold on to. It's the only thing we can, because his plans are so much greater than ours and his ways so much higher than ours. And so it's hard, really, really hard on this side of heaven to understand this, but we have to believe that one day we will, and one day we're going to be like, oh, yeah, now I get it. Now I understand. Mm. And maybe that's what we're seeking for right now, even in prayer and, you know, praying for peace and praying for healing for those that suffered the loss, for those who are still going through the difficulty, as Bruce and Jen are as well. That's really where it brings us full circle back to is Christ himself.
Now, how does this affect what's going on the ground in Guatemala? Like, how has this affected the team there?
Brooke, it has affected us tremendously. You know, we've gone through incredible battles and losses before, but not on this level. And every one of us on staff, I think we have 29 Guatemalan staff members and a few U.S. staff members. Everybody knows that we live behind the enemy lines, that we're back there and we're in battles every day. And, you know, we celebrate those victories of thousands of souls coming to know Christ every single day. But when this something like this happens, it sets us back. So the prayers for all the staff, Guatemala, U.S., everybody involved, all the teams that are coming down to minister alongside of us. But as we've had several times of devotion with our Guatemala staff, across the board, everybody keeps coming back to, as tragic as this is, our calling hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. And God's calling upon our lives hasn't changed. It's about souls, and it's about relationships, and it's about Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, as difficult as it is, we'll be picking ourselves up and probably setting the bar even higher. One of our pastors probably said it best a few days ago, and that's that he is now more inspired to reach more people for Christ because we realize how short life really is and how quickly we take that last breath, mm-hmm. and how much more than we need to reach the lost.
And specifically, how can we pray for you guys today, Dan?
You know, again, it's really for us praying for the family, praying for not just today, but for the future of the precious little daughters of Luke and Ashley's. We've come to know them really, really well, really have fallen in love with those sweet little girls. And, you know, that's where our hearts go out. But again, we have to lean on God's plan and on his understanding. And but that's really, I think, today is praying for the family, praying for the children, praying for Luke's parents, praying for Ashley's parents, praying for everybody involved. But this is the heart of the family. They want people to know Christ through this. They want this to be an extended outreach of Luke's life. And so as we go today to the funeral, it's really going to celebrate life, but their desire is that life eternal is given today to those who maybe didn't know where they were with Christ. And so what a beautiful thing as well. So pray us through that. Pray with us and walk with us through today. And then as the focus changes more and more into Bruce and his family, just keep walking with us. And, you know, we want to say thank you to West Michigan because the outpouring has been absolutely tremendous. And you guys have been a central part of that. So, again, thank you to everybody who's been involved, everybody who's been praying.
We will keep doing so, Dan. And you have our prayers from West Michigan for sure. And, again, thank you for what you're doing every day.
Well, and you guys as well. This is an incredible body of Christ, and we've really, really felt that here in these last couple of weeks. All right. Well, you guys take care, and you guys keep going.
We'll talk soon,
as
Dan.
Well, and keep that call of our Lord Jesus Christ in front of all of you there.
That's right. It's good ammunition for the day. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye, Dan.
Bye-bye.